This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Sri Lanka President Maithripala Sirisena is vowing to replace the leaders of the nation's security forces in response to the apparent failure to prevent the Easter Sunday suicide bombings that have now claimed the lives of 359 people. In a nationally televised address Tuesday night, President Sirisena said he will take stern action within the next day against officials who failed to inform him about intelligence had received that such an attack was imminent. Reports say Indian intelligence agencies sent out several warnings to Sri Lanka. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is in Russia for a summit with President Vladimir Putin. Dmitry Trenin, director of the Carnegie Moscow Center, says Putin has limits on working with North Korea.
I think he will try to steer the North Korean leader toward a productive, constructive dialogue with the United States, promising Russia's support for that trajectory in the relationship. But Russia cannot be expected to side with North Korea and, let's say, support the North Koreans all the way in the UN Security Council.
At the Thursday summit, Kim is expected to push Putin for economic aid, specifically relief from international sanctions that remain in place after nuclear talks with the United States broke down. Kim's high-stakes nuclear summit with President Trump ended without any agreement because of disputes over the U.S.-led sanctions on the North. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Protesters in Sudan are increasing their call for military leaders to give way to a civilian governing council following last week's ouster of Omar al-Bashir, who had served as president for more than 30 years. Protesters want to move to a civilian government within 3 months. The White House says two senior economic officials will travel to China next week to continue negotiations aimed at resolving the two economic giants' ongoing trade war. The White House says a Chinese delegation would then travel to Washington for additional talks the following week. Washington and Beijing have been engaged in several rounds of talks since the start of the year to resolve a trade war that began last year when President Trump imposed punitive tariffs on Chinese imports to compel Beijing to change its trading practices. China has retaliated with its own tariff increases on U.S. exports. The Trump administration is pushing China to end its practice of forcing U.S. companies to transfer their technology advances to Chinese firms. The Justice Department has indicted two Chinese nationals accused of working together to steal trade secrets from General Electric. One suspect pleaded not guilty Tuesday in federal court in New York, while the other is believed to be in China. One of the suspects worked as an engineer at General Electric's power and water plant. Prosecutors say both defendants knew their activities would benefit the Chinese government. Both faced 25 years in prison and fines topping $5 million if convicted. U.S. President Trump met with the top executive of Twitter on Tuesday. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman has the story.
Twitter Chief Executive Officer Jack Dorsey met with Trump in the Oval Office. Their discussion occurred just hours after the president on the popular social media platform complained Twitter treats him unfairly. Trump, who has nearly 60 million Twitter followers, said he would have a lot more, except for what he claims are deliberate efforts by the company to thwart a larger online fan base. Trump later tweeted it was a great meeting about Twitter and social media in general, and he looks forward to keeping an open dialogue. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The World Health Organization says 264 people have been killed and more than 1,000 wounded in 3 weeks of fighting by rival government groups for control of Libya. The UN's health agency says its immediate concern is for the thousands of people trapped inside government-run detention centers close to the fighting. Two of the key leaders of Hong Kong's 2014 Umbrella Movement have been sentenced to 16 months in prison for their roles in the massive pro-democracy demonstrations. For more news, as always, we invite you, join us at voanews.com or the mobile app, VOA. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.